now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of, what, really? Never mind. The Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast, and we are extremely hot.
Yes.
But,
and I'm definitely, absolutely, the first version of episode 3 that we have tried.
Yes, this is absolutely the first episode, version of episode 3 that we've tried. Today's been a hot mess of a day anyway. Yeah. I've had people working inside the house all day long because I got the air conditioner replaced in the house because the air conditioner broke this weekend, or a couple days this week, earlier this week. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. Had like 10 guys over here installing air conditioning.
Nice.
So, and then I had to eliminate them one by one.
Oh, God. What a fucking terrible segue.
Oh, speaking of elimination, it's the Elimination Chamber going on this weekend.
Yes, and none of these people know the trials and tribulations I went through to try to
explain what the Elimination Chamber is?
Yes, which I'm about to do before we read the card this time.
Yes, before we read the card.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, Elimination Chamber is this Sunday on the WWE Network.
The WWE Network?
Yeah, WWE.
Yes.
The WWE Network?
I got it. Right. I was just...
And I wanted to explain before what the Elimination Chamber was, because the first time I watched it,
you
was
had
last
no idea?
Year.
Oh, that was the first time you'd watched it?
Yeah, and I had no clue how it worked or what went on in the thing, so I'm now going to explain it to the two people that are viewing us and the millions
that listen
and millions
online.
That will download this on iTunes or whatever platform
iTunes, iTunes, Google Play.
iTunes,
Google.
Where you can rent a mafia hitman.
iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.
Pandora?
Maybe.
What's the cloud one that all the millennials like?
SoundCloud?
Yeah, are we on SoundCloud?
We can be. I mean,
we're
not mumble rappers, though. Isn't that where mumble rappers come from, SoundCloud?
Probably. I don't
okay.
know. Anyway, Elimination Chamber is a professional wrestling elimination-based match held in the WWE. Now, the match was created by Triple H.
Nice.
And was introduced by none other than Mr. Eric Bischoff in November of 2002. Features a chain-linked singular structure, steel structure, which encloses the ring. The chamber's floor is platformed over the ringside area, which elevates it to ring level. Within the chamber are four inner enclosures outside each ring corner. While similar in profile and nature to the WWE's original large-scale steel structure match Hell in a Cell, the Elimination Chamber is a multiple-participant match wherein two
Or read, for that matter.
It's more so the latter than the former.
Ah. That Deltona education.
Yeah, something like that. And I have 2 degrees.
Yes.
And I can't read.
Correct.
It's a multi-participant match wherein two participants begin the match in the ring as the remaining four are held within each inner enclosure and then released into the match in 5-minute intervals. The objective of the elimination is to eliminate each opponent from the match via pinfall or submission. The winner is the last fucking person standing. You know what? It's the last fucking person in the
right
at the end of the match.
So, is this a... This is a Raw and SmackDown event, or is it just
they're
Raw
all
or just SmackDown?
They're all co-branded now.
Oh, are they?
Pay-per-view.
Okay.
But there's no intermingling of people.
Oh.
There will be no scissoring of people.
Got it. Except for WrestleMania. Don't they do inter...
Well, there's different ones. Like Money in the Bank is
yes.
a multiple...
Oh, yeah. Because whoever can claim it.
Yeah.
Whoever wins it can claim it.
Survivor Series is the quote-unquote only time Raw versus SmackDown happens, even though it happens at Royal Rumble and
yes.
Money in the Bank and WrestleMania.
I still need to do that 6-man elimination.
SummerSlam.
You know what else we need to talk about after Elimination Chamber? I just thought about this. The halftime heat.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
But we can definitely talk about it.
Oh, it was pretty good. I watched it after the fact. I watched on WWE Network after the fact.
By the way, in the corner of your screen.
Yes.
Next to Mozilla Foxfire.
Yes.
Is that Slack?
Yes, it is.
Why in the fuck do you use Slack?
We use Slack at work.
Yeah, I know. So do we. That's how I recognized it.
We're starting to get stuck in that thing again. Son of a bitch.
Are we in a storm again?
We might be in a storm again.
We're in a hurricane.
Okay. Right. Well, there we go. I think I may have at least quelled that for a little bit.
Do we want to try and read the card?
Yes. Let's go through the card.
All right.
The card consists of the first match of the Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa.
Who is the other guy.
The other guy. Okay. Correct.
He will not be winning.
You are correct. Buddy Murphy will be retaining the title.
Via pinfall.
Probably.
Or countout.
Yeah.
Or perhaps disqualification.
Yes. But either way, he's going to continue.
Yes.
Next is Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin.
Which may or may not be a no DQ match.
Right.
Either way, Baron Corbin's not winning. And why do my microphones sound like it's farting?
I don't hear you.
My headphones sound like
I don't know why your headphones sound like they're farting.
There's like a little sound in there.
Well, that's interesting because I don't hear that at all.
Well, damn.
So next up is the Tag Team Championship, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship.
Yes.
Of The Miz versus and Shane McMahon versus The Usos.
That's a tough one to call because I can't see them winning those titles at the Royal Rumble and not defending them at least one time.
Okay.
However, I don't know how long this can go on with the Shane and The Miz.
Yes.
So I'm going to say The Usos do not walk out with the titles.
Okay, I could definitely see that. I'm starting to think that this issue is something else. Sorry. So next up is Raw Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott.
I could care less, but I know already because Ronda Rousey is going to WrestleMania that Ruby Riott has no fucking chance in hell.
I would have to 100% agree with you on that. Let's see. Next up, the Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor.
Yes, this is an odd one because no matter who Finn Balor pins out of those two, he would win the Intercontinental title. But it's not like it's a triple threat match. So
right.
Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush aren't fighting each other.
Right.
It's just a handicap match.
Yeah.
But Finn doesn't win that one.
No, I mean, if you're going up 2-1,
yeah,
there's pretty much no chance you're going to win.
Little Leprechaun is not winning that one.
Okay, the Women's Tag Championship elimination.
Okay.
Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Nia Jax and Tamina versus Riot Squad versus the Iconics versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville versus Naomi and Carmella.
All right, so this is for the first ever Women's Tag Team titles.
Correct.
There are Raw and SmackDown teams on this. All right, so we're going to do this a little bit like the Rumble. Read the teams off, and I will eliminate them.
Sasha Banks and Bayley.
They will be one of the last two in the ring, and they could possibly win.
Okay. For some reason, this board keeps getting quieter, too.
It does.
That's very strange. Because we're, like, complete. I'm
Your I'm mic's gone not again. On. Yeah.
What the fuck? So, we're going to do something real fast.
All right.
Okay, next up is Bayley or Nia Jax and Tamina.
Well, see, funny thing about them. They could win it or they couldn't win it. I don't see how they could win it because they're too damn big.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to find someone who could beat them. On the same token, it makes the most sense that they would win the belt because they're the biggest in there.
You're yes.
So some kind of shenanigans is going to have to be involved in getting rid of them.
Okay, I can see that.
Okay.
I think my mic is dead.
It is dead.
What the fuck?
So we are currently searching for a new microphone. Oh, you're using an improvised one.
Can you hear me now?
Let's see. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Okay, you
still can't. Oh, what there about now? There okay. We go. Okay, so I'm going to just have to fake it for a minute.
All right, cool.
I don't know what the hell's going on with that other microphone. I'm going to mute.
So I'm going to say Nia Jax and Tamina. If Sasha and Bayley are going to be one of the last two groups left in, they are going to be the third to last to be eliminated.
Okay, I could definitely see that. Let's see. Riot Squad.
Riot Squad are the ones I think should win it.
Okay.
You know, just because they're an actual tag team.
Right.
I'm going to put them last in the ring with Bayley and Sasha.
Okay. Then you have the Iconics.
Another team that is a legit tag team that should win, but they're not going to win. They have no chance.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
No.
And Naomi and Carmella.
No.
Okay. So we're between Nia Jax and Tamina, Riot Squad and the Iconics?
Riot Squad and Bayley and Sasha.
Okay.
All right. And of those, I would say I have a feeling they're going to give it to Bayley and Sasha, and they shouldn't. It should be the Riot Squad, but I'm going to say Bayley and Sasha win that.
Okay. I'd really like to see the Riot Squad get that, though.
Yes.
So.
Other than the fact that, you know, Liv Morgan is the shit.
Well, yes, but. Okay, so that's that one. And next up is going to be, let's see, if you want the picks that CBS has put out, they think Riot Squad wins or Nia Jax and Tamina win.
All right, so I'm pretty close on that one.
Or the Iconics, because there's three different people picking.
CBS is a bunch of dumbasses.
Okay, so the WWE Championship Elimination Chamber.
All right, so read them off again and then read them off individually and we'll...
Okay, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Randy Orton versus Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy versus Kofi Kingston.
Okay, all right.
So first off, Daniel Bryan, current champion.
Is going to win this thing.
Okay. Do we even need to go through the rest of them?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay, AJ Styles.
Will be the last one in the ring with him.
Randy Orton.
Will be... He will not be one of the last three. He might be one of the last four.
Okay. Samoa Joe.
Will be the one of the last three.
Jeff Hardy.
Will be eliminated very quickly.
And Kofi Kingston.
No fucking chance in hell.
He is getting a big push, though, so that's...
You know,
that's
he's something. Not. He's not, though.
Okay.
He's getting Mustafa Ali's push. That gauntlet match I'm assuming you're talking about on SmackDown?
Right.
Well, he's in it because Mustafa Ali got injured. Okay. I think they just went with him.
And they were going to do. And, yeah. Okay. I can understand that.
So he's just getting Mustafa Ali's.
I can understand that. That makes sense.
Again, my hands are politely folded over my belly.
They are. I think I'm still coming through your microphone, too. Like, I think I've got your gain turned up way too much.
Possibly.
Because I was trying to eliminate you eating your microphone. So, okay. Then, so that's it for the Elimination Chamber.
Is it just five matches?
Yeah.
What did CBS say was going to win the Men's Elimination Chamber?
The Men's Elimination Chamber, CBS, all have Daniel Bryan retaining the title.
Well, let's go through their other ones. What the fuck? Okay. I'll see how much I agree with them.
Let's see.
Buddy Murph? Did they pick the Murph?
They have Buddy Murph. All three of them, Brian Campbell, Adam Silverstein, and Jack Crosby, all selected Buddy Murphy retaining the title. And Brian Campbell and Adam Silverstein have Braun Strowman winning, and JJ has Baron Corbin winning.
JJ, is it?
Well, it's JC. It's Jack Crosby, and I don't know why they label him as... Oh, I think they just screwed up, and it's supposed to be JC, and they labeled it JJ instead.
Well, JC, you are a moron for picking Baron Corbin.
All three of them think that The Miz and Shane McMahon retain their titles.
That's what I believe.
All three of them think that Ronda Rousey wins.
It's a no-brainer.
All three of them think that Bobby Lashley retains the title.
Again, another one I think is a no-brainer.
We went through the women's Elimination Chamber already, and we went through the men's Elimination Chamber. Right. So that's their choices.
So should be a fun one.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm trying to think. I should be home and ready to go. I should be able to watch it. So I might tune in for a while.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that I'm doing this weekend, the people who did our intro song, Calpe, is performing at the Geekeasy.
Nice.
Right across from Full Sail University.
Nice.
If you want to call it a university. Oh, wait. they are they're playing with a couple other bands. They go on around 10:30, I believe.
If I wasn't going to be at Disney Saturday night, I would join.
See, I'm going to be at Disney Saturday evening, but then I'm going to the concert afterwards.
Okay.
Since they're not starting till 10:30, it's...
That's true. Is there a charge for them?
It's $10. It's a $10 cover.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't bad. I mean, there's four bands performing, so each one has to get their cut, I guess.
Yeah.
Throw things to the drummer. His name's Mark. They graciously let us use their music to in the podcast. So nice. I appreciate them a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen. What else do we got for this one? That went kind of quickly.
Yeah, it did kind of go quickly.
We should have spent a little more time on that card.
Yeah, the Usos. Did we skip that match completely? No.
No, Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac and the Usos. We can talk about the Uso being arrested. I don't remember which brother it was, but the other brother had been arrested last year. And
so they've both been to the Uso penitentiary.
Yes, they have both been to the Uso penitentiary now. The Usos have... I'm trying to pull up the news article right now. Oh, apparently the WWE also today released the location and dates for the 2020 Royal Rumble.
Ooh, where is it going to be?
The 2020 Royal Rumble will be live from...
Not Orlando, Florida.
Not Orlando, Florida. Minute Maid Park in Houston will host the Rumble on January 26th, 2020.
Good for them.
So, this year's event took place at Chase Field, so I guess they're going baseball stadiums?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that did take place at a baseball field.
So, I guess because they were at, because the Elimination Chamber's in Houston this week, they decided to make the announcement now.
Oh, that was a little piece of news. The Undertaker has booked his first non-WWE appearance.
I saw that. Yeah.
He's going to be at StarCast.
Starcade?
StarCast. StarCast is, you know what All In was last
year,
right? All right. So they had, during All In, they had like a wrestling podcasters convention.
That's right. Okay. And yes, he's.
So during Double Down, they're going to have StarCast 2, and The Undertaker's going to be there.
Got it.
We will not be there.
No, we will not be. One day, hopefully, we may be famous enough, and you guys can send us there.
Yeah.
You can click on the donate button. We'll take your money on Twitch.
We'll go to Starcade. We will meet The Undertaker for you.
Yes.
And if you donate enough money, we will tell him you said hi.
Yes. Well, we'll try at least.
As we're getting pictures with him and kissing his ass.
Let's see.
Do you think he goes as The Undertaker?
Or does
he go as Mark?
No, he's got to go as The Undertaker because I think he owns that. Although, I don't know. He literally debuted as The Undertaker in WWE. And so I don't know if the WWE owns the character.
From what I've heard on another podcast, he was given that name.
Okay.
I mean, that wasn't his first wrestling. He was in WCW for a while.
Right. But that's what he's known as, is The Undertaker.
Maybe he'll go as Mark The Undertaker Calloway?
Maybe. Yeah, so...
I'd like to see him do a podcast.
Really?
I'd like him to be on ours, like as a regular guest.
Like as a regular guest?
Yeah.
But he lives in Texas, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Skype him in.
We'll Skype him in.
Taker Tales.
If I get that message back, I will... hopefully we'll have a guest for an upcoming podcast. I'm waiting for...
Are you trying to get that guest in here or on
the
phone?
No, it'll be on the phone. I mean, if he happens to be in town, then I will take him in... No problem, but it will be a phone call more than likely. John Cena is going to be hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
And we will find out that he's probably not.
Oh, let's see. Three nights of taping tonight for Impact Wrestling.
Where do they tape now? Are they in Canada?
I have no idea.
If they were still down here, I would just go for the fuck of it.
Sam's Town Live Casino in Las Vegas is where they're going to be doing this.
Well, how about that? If you're in Sam's Town Casino in Las Vegas, and you're hearing this 4 days from now,
yes,
go check out Impact Wrestling 3 days ago.
Actually, sorry, it's the 15th through the 17th that they're taping.
Never mind.
So,
15th through the 17th. So, if we
post this weekend today,
if we post this tonight, you might be able to still get there.
Yes,
catch the red eye. Recommend JetBlue. They're very fat man friendly.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
We're flying JetBlue up to DC in a couple of weeks.
You'll be very comfortable on their plane.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So they're doing I find their TV deal is funny to me because the company that owns them also owns the TV station that they're broadcast on.
They Pursuit. Really got some like
It's called Pursuit.
I don't know why I was going to call it Fur.
Yeah, no. It's called Pursuit is the name of the...
do you even get the Pursuit Network? Because I don't think I do.
So, no, because there's apparently only one cable company that carries Pursuit.
Spectrum?
No. It's the cable company that the people who own the channel that also own Impact Wrestling own the cable company. So very few people get that, which is why they broadcast live on Twitch now. They actually broadcast the same way we do. So you can subscribe to their channel.
And then you watch the entire episode of Impact Wrestling?
Yes. And not only just Impact, but they do they show old pay-per-views all the time on there. It's almost like a WWE network, but free on Twitch.
Ooh, I wonder...
You got an idea?
I wonder if we could... Because I'd like to watch along the pay-per-views that I've been to.
Right.
And one of them was Bound for Glory 2010.
Okay. We can probably... I mean, even if we can't find it there, I'm sure we can find it.
I would love to see that one because I do not fucking remember almost anything from that night. I was sober as a bird.
I went to a two or three TNA matches or TNA pay-per-views with a gentleman who works for Main Event Wrestling. Or that's what it's called? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. One of those wrestling
local,
things. That,
local companies.
No. They're the ones who were broadcast on...
But they're out of Orlando.
They are out of Orlando, but they're at least have a national broad. They get better broadcast rights than
Impact Wrestling
do. So,
maybe we can watch the Bound for Glory that me and you went to.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah.
But this 2010 one that I went to, I remember about two things. Apparently, the only reason I went to this because this is when I was not watching wrestling. Was that Sting was going to be there, and I had never seen Sting wrestle.
Right.
And it was in Daytona, and there was no fucking excuse for me not to go to it. Cause I think it was like $40 for pretty much almost not even ringside seats, but pretty damn close.
Right.
And supposedly, like, AJ Styles wrestled at this thing, the Young Bucks, Samoa Joe, like all these guys that are like hot shit now.
Right.
And I don't remember any of these fuckers. I remember Jeff Hardy won the title. I remember standing outside after it, looking at Mick Foley, signing autographs and taking pictures with people going, I should get a picture or an autograph from Mick Foley and not doing it.
Right.
And I also remember, and I will fight this one to the end, and I think my friend Carl and my friend Jim will as well, Richard Petty standing right next to us claiming that he wasn't Richard Petty.
Okay. I have actually run into Richard Petty at Steve's Famous Diner.
Did he deny that he was Richard Petty?
No, he couldn't deny that he was Richard Petty because he was sitting with Joe Gibbs at the time.
Okay, this man was Richard Petty.
Right.
There's no fucking way it wasn't. He looked just like him. He's wearing a fucking cowboy hat and glasses at 9:30 at night in Daytona, all right? We look at him. Hey, Richard Petty. Nah, I get that all the time. Bullshit, because you're Richard fucking Petty, you fucking asshole.
So, The reason that he was arrested was due to disorderly conduct and obstruction after being pulled over due to his wife, Naomi, driving on the wrong side of a one-way street in Detroit, Michigan.
What they're not telling you about that story is the disorderly conduct stemmed from the fact that he saw Richard Petty and Richard Petty denied being
himself. Richard Petty. It was a denial. Denial.
So Naomi was driving the wrong way up the road.
Correct.
Cop pulled her over.
Yes.
I've been in this situation in Daytona.
Okay. Me all too, right? Actually.
This fucking cop.
I've been pulled over a couple of times in Daytona.
I was sober too. I just happened to go up the wrong way.
Okay.
All right. Cop pulled me over and she fucking was making a big production. She thought I was drunk.
Okay.
So she's coming over, barking at me, and I'm answering her questions like a normal human being.
Right.
Then when she realizes I'm sober and I just went the wrong way, She starts to let me go, but she goes, oh, because I have to block the road to let you turn around, I have to give you a ticket.
That's bullshit. She doesn't have to do anything.
I know. So I took her ticket and I paid it.
Ah.
I assume Mr. Uso fought the law, but the law, in fact, won.
Yes. Well, at least at this point, the law has won. You don't know until it actually all ends up being taken care of.
True. So what are we at time-wise on the episode?
We are just over 25 minutes.
All right, let's go a couple minutes longer.
We got, I will let you know when we are close. Okay. So, AEW has sold out the remaining tickets for Double or Nothing.
I thought it sold out in 4 minutes.
It did, after they released the extra tickets.
Oh, okay.
So, that's going to be kind of a fun event that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Double or Nothing 2019 looks like Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Hangman Page versus Pac.
Pac is Neville.
Pac. Huh?
Neville.
Yeah, okay, Neville. Got it. Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae.
Don't know.
And SoCal Uncensored.
Don't know.
Which is Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpion Sky.
Okay.
Versus Seema and two partners from China Oriental Wrestling Entertainment. So.
Sounds racist.
Maybe. I don't know. The headlines sound pretty good. Last two matches should be fun.
Kenny Omega versus Jericho seems like it'll be.
Yeah, it should be an entertaining
part
match.
Part one was pretty good.
I gotta listen. Did you listen to the Jericho podcast with the Attitude Era announce team?
No. Who was it? Was it Lawler and JR?
Let's see. It was JR. Rob Van Dam, RVD was also on it.
I listened to Jericho's podcast. I haven't listened to it in about a year because.
Got it.
He.
And Jerry Lawler also was on it.
When he's in WWE, he interviews a lot of WWE guys, and those are fun.
Right.
When
but
he's
now
not in WWE.
He doesn't do so many.
Yeah, he does a lot of music themed episodes, which I don't mind, but he's into like heavy metal and stuff.
Right.
So. But I used to listen to it. I don't listen to it as much. I listen to about 5 wrestling based podcasts now per week.
I can understand that. I see. I don't listen to wrestling. I should probably start listening to at least 1 or 2.
Yeah.
My podcasts are much stranger.
You would like Something to Wrestle With.
Something to Wrestle With?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
You would like it a lot. It's basically they either do biography episodes on
right,
a wrestler,
which I really like.
Or they do biography.
Which is my idea. Like, I want to do biography. Or some biography ones.
Or they do episodes where they go over, like, one pay-per-view in length.
Okay. See, that's...
And they talk about, like, the build-up to the pay-per-view. They talk about the pay-per-view and then the fallout.
That is so much research. Like, I was doing that...
Oh, the guy that does it is just ridiculous.
Okay. Because, I started researching Jake the Snake, who we'll be talking about on an upcoming podcast.
possibly in March.
Yeah, probably in March. I was sitting there and I was starting to do the research, and I had a couple pages written of dialogue that I was going to put out, and then I got caught up, or I got stuck on a documentary.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be talking about the documentary, I think, more than the
very good documentary.
It is a very good documentary.
Watched it a few years ago.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about Jake the Snake, more about the resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Okay.
In an upcoming podcast soon.
Anyway, the show's called Something to Wrestle With.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Because I like the show that I really like that's very similar to that is Dan Cummins' Time Suck. I listen to that a lot.
Okay.
Yes. So. But they cover more broad topics. Like this last one, they were covering the Black Panthers and the Black Panther Party.
Okay.
So, you know, good, interesting. Good stuff. And here we are plugging other people's podcasts.
Well, why not?
Maybe they'll plug ours someday, you know, with bad audio.
Yeah.
Cause this microphone decided to take a shit on me.
If we toss enough money at them, they'll promote us.
Oh, of course. You just gotta toss money. We have to have money to toss.
Yes.
Hit the donation button.
Please.
Hit
the donation button so we can toss money at people to talk about us.
Yes. I think we are good for this episode. If you want to, we should have another episode next week. We do apologize for missing a couple
2 weeks worth of podcasting.
Yes. 2 weeks worth of podcasting. So we will see you guys out and catch up with us. We'll be doing another live show next week.
And live shows all through March as well.
Yeah, not so much live shows all through March. But if you want to follow that, then we are going to record some shows. If you're watching on Twitch, stay tuned.
Yeah, you're going to be in the future.